Thanks for listening to English Go Podcast. To listen without advertisements or to read episode transcripts, visit englishgo.co.uk for more information.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
I'm actually recording this episode on the evening for a change. I was going to record it this morning, but I ended up going out for a walk instead because the weather was quite nice and I just fancied getting some exercise. And on my walk, I was surprised by how many butterflies I saw. There were butterflies everywhere. Butterflies, very, very large koi carp, very, very large fish, and also lots and lots of turtles in this stream I was walking along. And these butterflies, they were very big compared to English butterflies. And very colourful as well. And just surprised by how many of them there were. Because obviously we have butterflies in England, but I don't tend to see them so often. Well, it's not like they're rare. But, when you're out, you see the odd one or two. But this place I was walking in today, they were just everywhere. It was weird. In a nice way. Weirder in a nice way. Anyway, what I wanted to talk to you about today, is the topic of, are you a light sleeper or a heavy sleeper? I am most certainly a light sleeper, a very, very light sleeper. I can't sleep on trains. I find it hard to sleep in cars. I can't sleep on aeroplanes or buses or coaches or whatever. I can sleep easily. It's not. I don't find it hard to sleep. It just has to be in the right place. So I usually want, I have to be lying down for a start in a bed. That always helps. And I like it to be completely black, no light, pitch black, as we say. And I don't like any sounds. I like it to be silent. And English houses are made of brick. And they have these windows called double glazing, which means the windows have two panes of glass. So every window you see has two pieces of glass, some air, in a vacuum, and then some more glass. And those things really keep the sound out. I mean, you can have people walking by on the street outside the front of your house, and you don't really hear it when you've got this double glazing when you've got these double glazing windows. And of course, the brick is very good at blocking sound out. There's two layers of brick as well. So you have brick, then you have this space in the middle of the wall called a cavity, and then you have more brick. So yeah, two layers of glass, two layers of brick. It's really good at keeping sounds out. So normally when I'm lying in bed back in England, I don't hear anything, nothing at all. It's just this lovely silence, and it's very dark, and I just go straight to sleep. And I think this is why I'm a light sleeper. I've got used to sleeping in these conditions, like for my whole life, you know, pitch black, completely silent, and that's just the way I sleep. So when I don't have those conditions, I find it incredibly hard to fall asleep. Well, somewhere between incredibly hard and impossible, sometimes just impossible to fall to sleep. Anyway, the other day, we, as in me and my wife, moved our bed into a different room in our new apartment, in our new flat. And we've actually been staying in, I suppose there's three bedrooms, and one of them is like, it's a Japanese room. So it's got like straw mats on the floor and that kind of style. And it's the biggest room out of the three rooms. And I think you're sort of supposed to sleep in this room. Like, this is the main, probably meant to be the main bedroom. But we've been sleeping in one of the smaller back rooms that we have. And we thought, well, you know, let's try sleeping in this bigger room. But this bigger room is at the front of the flat, and it sort of connects with the living room. So there's like a living room and a dining room and a kitchen that's sort of shared. So the living room the living room and the dining room are definitely shared. That's the same room. The kitchen is sort of like its own separate room, but it's got like a big, how do you describe it? Sort of like a counter. It's got like a big counter, so you could sort of connect it in a way to the living room and the dining room. Anyway, this Japanese-style room, this like traditional-style room, that's connected as well because you've got these sliding doors, and you can open these sliding doors, and then you're like straight into the living room. And it's like they open at an angle. I've started trying to explain something quite difficult now. You've got like a 90-degree angle, and you've got, so this is like the corner of the room, and there's the doors slide out one way across that 90-degree angle and another way across it as well. So it's almost impossible. What it is it's impossible to describe without seeing a picture of it, I think. I'm doing a very bad job at describing it to you, but you'll have to try your best to imagine it. Anyway, so basically the point is this room, this like front bedroom is very close to the kitchen and things like that, which is important because the kitchen has a fridge in it and the fridge makes a noise. So when we moved to this front room for the first time, I found it hard getting to sleep because I could hear this fridge noise all night, and that was driving me mad. And then at something like 4:30 in the morning, I heard all this water, like a load of water, like someone just turned on a tap. And I thought, oh no, what on earth has happened? Is there like a leak or something? Is it like a leak from upstairs? Or I don't know. I couldn't imagine what it was. I was like half asleep, so I couldn't think properly. And I listened for a while, and then I realized, oh, it's the washing machine. So my wife had set the washing machine to come on. Probably it was meant to be an hour before we wake up, maybe. It didn't go off an hour before we woke up. It was like 4:30, and I think it finished around 5:30, or maybe a bit earlier. And I just remember listening to it, just trying to get to sleep, and just listening to it, and then noticing, oh, it's stopped now, and then just about falling to sleep, and then it was time to wake up. So yeah, I didn't sleep very well that night. I didn't sleep very well at all. And since then, we've not had the washing machine on. Like, it doesn't come on automatically now. It only wake up, switch it on, and then that's how the washing's done. And that's just because I'm such a light sleeper. I'm so I find it so hard to sleep without these like perfect conditions. My wife, on the other hand, she can sleep through anything. I mean, it's crazy. And the things that would wake me up, like the slightest noises, she is completely immune to. But even like louder sounds, it's like sometimes I get up before her in the morning and I can go and do anything. I could probably listen to music ridiculously loud and it wouldn't wake her up. It's weird. There was an alarm. Her alarm clock was going off. Well, not her alarm clock, her phone. It was going off. It was making a noise. And she was just asleep. And it was right next to her face. And it was going off. And I could hear it in every room. And it just kept going and going and going. And she just wouldn't wake up. Now, for me, that's impossible. I can have my phone alarm or any like alarm clock. I can set the volume down like really, really low. And I always hear it, and it always wakes me up. It doesn't have to be close to me. It can be like across the other side of the room, and it always wakes me up straight away. I just can't sleep through an alarm. So I guess in some ways, or at least in one way, being a light sleeper does have one advantage, but I think mostly it's a disadvantage, really, because, well, it's really not good for traveling. I wish I could sleep on an aeroplane. That would be great. That would make the flights go so much quicker. And when I came over to Japan a few months ago, I made the silly mistake of picking an evening flight. For some reason I thought I'll be okay this time. I'll be able to sleep on the flight. And of course I didn't. And it was the worst flight I've been on because they just, everyone expects you to sleep. So it's always dark in there, and you know, the shutters are down on the windows, so there's no light coming in. And it's, imagine like being trapped in this really dark environment, and you can't really do anything, and you can't sleep either. No, a daytime flight would have been so much better because everyone was awake and everyone's watching films. And yeah, I probably won't make that mistake again. But yeah, it's annoying. I can't go on like a night bus or a night coach or whatever you want to call it. You know, like one of those coaches that run really late at night, and you get on them and then you sleep and you wake up at your, and you're at your destination. I tried it before, and I just felt terrible. I didn't sleep. We were going along the motorway, you know, like a high-speed road, and I just kept thinking, like, this coach feels like it's going really fast. I wonder if the driver is speeding. I wonder if we're in danger. And I was looking out the window, trying to, like, guess what speed we're going. I don't know why. I never think like that when it's, you know, like daytime, but it's like at night, and you think like, is the driver tired? You know, is it safe enough for him to be driving, or her to be driving us? It's annoying. I do wish I could sleep, and I wish I was a heavy sleeper, and so I could fall asleep and then not be woken up by tiny sounds. Because that was another thing as well. It was a windy night the other night, and the windows in this flat, and actually in many Japanese flats or homes, they're loose. They rattle. So the wind blows, and it sort of makes them vibrate, and they make a noise, and that's a bit annoying. Well, it's not annoying. It's I don't mind it in the daytime. It's at night. It wakes me up, so it's more than annoying. But yeah, I don't know. My theory is, so like my idea, or sort of like my plan, is that if I keep sleeping in this room long enough, then I'll get used to the noises, and then they won't wake me up. And so far, it's working a bit. But yeah, we'll have to see. I'll keep trying. Maybe it'll get better or not. Who knows? Anyway, until next time, I hope you get a lovely night's rest tonight. Bye-bye.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Thanks for listening until the very end of the show. If you've enjoyed this episode, please give my podcast a rating, or if you have the time, write a review. It's a really nice way of letting me know you enjoy these episodes and encourages me to make more of them for you. Thanks very much and have a lovely day.